man, ain't you scared out here in this wilderness?
Not a whole bunch.
Hey, man, you got a crick in you,
huh?
I said you got a crick in you.
Huh?
You got a crick in you.
I can't hear you, man. I got a crick in my ear.
That is just some wonderful nonsense here. hello. This is a radio show, which I guess you noticed by now since you tuned in to a thing that we call Golly Gosh OG, a name we invented about half an hour ago. And may I introduce to you, most of all, my co-host, Skaba the Highfalutin Mama.
Howdy, y'all, Radio Land. And I'll introduce you to my partner in crime, Mighty Mishka. The unbearable.
And I'm playing musical crimes here. And why are we doing this?
Well, why are we here? Well, we've been wanting to do this for a while, and now we are off of work because of a situation that's going on. What this date? Today is March 22nd, 2020.
22nd already. Yeah, it's the end of March 2020, in case you listen to this 10 years from now. The world is currently suffering from this coronavirus pandemic. We can't work right now. We are safe. We are we're healthy. We don't have any problems, but we just got a lot of time. And I think everybody's doing a podcast
and a lot of records.
Right now. Everybody wants to have a lot of records. We don't have many, but the few we have to fill in the gaps with talking trash like we do just now. By the way, before I forget to mention, this wonderful piece of nonsense was by The Webs. Lost, the song's called Lost. I don't know why it's called, I would call it Cricket in Your Ear, on Light Records. It's a cheap record. And reminds me of telling you that we're playing mostly original 45s here. Like Skaba has one on the turntable.
This
what is that?
My favorite label, Honeybee label.
We're going popcorny
and
here.
Popcorny, yeah. And this one is by Joe Casey. The title is Coal Miner, C-O-L-E. Enjoy.
Coal Miner.
Showed the toll of the day. His skin was white from the lack of sun. His back was strong from the work that he'd done, and the work that he'd done for his name. Proud of the name they bore, but they've lost. laid to rest in the cold black earth that they loved the best, in the cold black earth with the ore. About twin exhausts and overdrive and liquor bars. He's a teenage rebel.
He's a teenage rebel.
He's Ivy League.
He's Ivy League.
He's got a baby.
He's got a baby.
But sure ain't me. Everywhere he takes her.
Everywhere he takes her.
Boy, she's a hit.
Boy, she's a hit.
She's got a Zephyr transmission with fuel injectors and a Continental kit. Rebel mind, he's a teenage rebel.
He's teenage rebel.
He's Ivy League.
He's Ivy League.
He's got a baby.
He's got a baby.
But sure ain't me. Everywhere he takes her.
Everywhere he takes her.
Boy, she's a hit.
Boy, she's a hit.
She's got a Zephyr transmission with fuel injectors and a Continental kit. He's a teenage rebel.
He's teenage rebel.
He's Ivy League.
He's Ivy League.
He's got a baby.
He's got a baby.
But sure ain't me. Takes her.
Everywhere
takes her. Boy, she's a hit.
Boy, she's a hit.
She's got a Zephyr transmission with fuel injectors and a Continental kit.
Beautiful. That was, well, you may be surprised who that was, Arthur Smith and his Crackerjacks. I guess this voice didn't sound like an Arthur to me, but yeah, that's exactly what happened. A teenage rebel, Arthur Smith and his Crackerjacks on MGM. Arthur Smith was a band leader, had a lot of recordings going on, but that was clearly a woman singing. On the very bottom of the 45, it says vocal by Carol Honeycutt. I bet she's never seen a dollar for that recording, which is sad, because it's a good record. Skava, you
yes.
got a good record too, and it's one I bought, and I bought it for you.
Yeah, well, I think I had to twist your arm a bit to give it up, but I'm happy that you gave it to me, because this is the Rock and Roll Carpenter, which Bearable is my Rock and Roll Carpenter.
Because I sometimes like to hammer. I like to hammer records, and this record is pretty hammered.
It's a little hammered.
On the Ruby label, which is a very beautiful one.
By Emery Blades, mm-hmm. Rock and Roll Carpenter.
Well, there's a rock and roll carpenter from Tennessee. He's building his his house next door to me. He wakes me up at the break of day. He chases all of my blues away. He beats out a rhythm never heard before when he pounds that hammer on a 2x4. But where he gets all his energy, I'll never know. With hammer and wood, he can really go. He won't slow down till it's time to eat. He just keeps on hammering with a rock and roll beat. If you ever saw him, I know you'll agree. He's a rock and roll carpenter from Tennessee. He's got a certain beat that never fails to make you wanna jump when he drives those nails. Everybody gathers around to see the rock and roll carpenter from Tennessee. Well, they come from near and they come from far to hear him hammer it 8 to the bar. All the Hepcats start to stomp on their feet, 'cause they love the rhythm of the rock and roll beat. He does it upright, suit you to a T. He's a rock and roll carpenter from Tennessee. Everybody gathers around to see the rock and roll carpenter from Tennessee. Well, they come from near and they come from far to hear him hammer it 8 to the bar. All the Hepcats start to stomp on their feet, 'cause they love the rhythm of the rock and roll beat. He does it upright, suit you to a T. He's a rock and roll carpenter from Tennessee.
Kilgore just dug his own grave with his very low down voice. Yeah, Merle Kilgore on the not as beautiful as Ruby label looking label called Epic. Dig, 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 dig. There's no more water in the well. That's the full title of the song.
And I didn't get that title. Cool. Can you say that again?
Well, you got a title to play. I like the harmonica in that song, by the way. That was pretty cool.
Well, I thought since this, the record you played, the guy's talking about being thirsty, I would play my favorite record
that
I've found.
And that is so wonderful. Tell us all about
it. It's not a Holy Grail record, but for me it is. I got chills just thinking about it. It's on a poppy label, and it's Chester Smith, and the song is called thirsty.
I guess you guys know Chester Smith from some, was it Columbia, Capitol? I think he had some 45s out, which were all not really knockout. And this 45 on the pretty obscure poppy label has the flip side, or I think that's the A side. What was it called? Tennessee something. We won't turn around now because Thirsty is set up. This is the side that's been completely forgotten, and it's just so wonderful. You're going to love that. Here we go.
I'm chopping in this cotton patch, sun's burning down. This candle's getting mighty hot, you better bring that water round.
Bring that water round.
These weeds are getting bigger, gonna have to file my hole. Boss man's hollering, get up boy, chop that turning row.
Chop that turning row.
Oh, I'm thirsty, so thirsty. Just chop them weeds away.
Chop them weeds away.
These weeds are full of chiggers. I've got no time to scratch. Don't think there's a water boy in this cotton patch.
In this cotton patch.
Oh, I'm thirsty, so thirsty and dry. Think I'm gonna die. Better bring that water.
Bring that water round.
Is that boy still laughing? The dime. See that shade tree by the well? He lays there all the time.
Lays there all the time.
Now, boss, you see me chopping. My hose going up and down. So if you see that water boy, tell him bring that water round.
Bring that water round.
Oh, I'm thirsty, so thirsty and dry. Think I'm gonna die. Better bring that water.
How great is that? That, ladies and gentlemen, that was Terry Fell, a guy which you may know from, he made tons of recordings for all sorts of labels. This is a 45 on the Crest label. Hoo-hoos. Looks to me like it's completely undiscovered. I love it. Nobody else seems to care about it.
Hoo-hoos,
why?
Doctor.
yeah, and more things to ask about, to ask why is... not why, but where are we actually currently? Tell us.
Oh, so where are we? We are in Leipzig, Germany. I am not from here originally. I'm from Waxahachie, Texas, south of Dallas. Moved here about almost 16 years ago, actually. Wow.
That's a long time ago.
When did
we get rid of you again?
Yeah, maybe soon. But yeah, I love it here. And long story why I'm here. But anyway, Bearable is actually from here. So.
That's right. I don't have a long story to tell. I've been living here since, yeah, since I was born. And
boring.
Yeah, and boring. This show might be boring, actually, for all you, for all those who listen. Might wonder, what are they talking about? It's completely interesting. Label names and guitarists, whatever. It might be a little geeky every once in a while, but we just love those kind of things. So, just for you to know what to expect, I guess you noticed by now that we play some rockabilly, country, R&B, a bit of garage maybe. So anything that's like 50s and 60s, mostly original 45s. I'm not ashamed to play the occasional compilation track if it's something I would love to have on a 45.
Yeah, but can't find.
Yeah. But yeah, you got a record on there. What is it?
I do. This is... on Coral Records, Kenny Roberts, and it's called Hillbilly Style. So.
And Kenny Roberts is not Kenny Rogers,
no,
who recently
say,
died.
Not to be confused with Kenny Rogers.
Whoever cares about that.
Yeah, anyway, we'll play some good music now instead of some Kenny Rogers.
My hair down a little when I hear a fiddle, lay back my ears and go hog wild. I'm not highfalutin', but sure as shootin', I've got hillbilly style. When the band starts a-playin', people start a-sayin', I'd walk a country mile. We're not highfalutin', but sure as shootin', we like a music, hillbilly style. Slapping and hands are a-clapping like I do on the radio. I grab my favorite girl and I give her a whirl when they yell, fill up the floor. With the guitars a-picking and my heels are a-clicking and they holler out, swing your ma. The ma grabs Pappy and I get so happy that I wind up dancing with my mother-in-law. For to please my honey, she ain't the highfalutin kind. When we cuddle up, I tell her that I'm still her feller and I love her all the time. Now I don't mean maybe, I got a pretty baby with a $1 million smile. She could be highfalutin just as sure as shootin, but we like our lovin' hillbilly style. And go hog wild. I'm not highfalutin', but sure as shootin', I've got hillbilly style. When the band starts a-playin', people start a-sayin', I'd walk a country mile. We're not highfalutin', but sure as shootin', we like a music, hillbilly style.
Well, I'm leaving here, mama, cause I'm fed up with the thing. Well, I'm tired of laying at home, wondering where in the world a child is you. Well, you treat me like a hound dog, but a hound will take it just so long. Well, you treat me like a hound dog, but a hound will take it just so long. So when you come home from your creep, you gon' find this old hound dog is gone. Well, I'm going, 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 gone.
Going, 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 going.
Oh, I'm going, 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 gone.
Going, 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 going.
I can't live here with no woman who's gonna always treat her daddy wrong. Well, you always are talking about your friends who will lend a helping hand. Yes, you always talking about your friends who will lend a helping hand. The only reason I ain't met 'em, 'cause every last one of them is a man. Well, you lied and wrote your mama, said, Mama, my troubles have began. Well, I'm going, 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 going. Oh, I'm going, 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 going. Well, I'm going, 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 going.
Oh, yeah, what an R&B monster that is. The Jewels, going, going, gone. Absolute dance floor killer on Imperial Records. Wonderful. I got a white label promo of that, and it's feedback, and I think, does it? Whatever. If you have, if you encounter any sound issues here, then
technical,
it's because we're totally professionally we're unprofessional, and it's
professionally unprofessional.
Professionally,
that's yeah. That's
we're incredibly incredible with being unprofessional, and what I'd like to mention is there are quite a few good DJs here in this town of Leipzig, and just it was funny because one of them just passed by my window. So, Scabby, you gotta rank it off.
The next one I have, this one I think has been around the world, it seems like, a bit. It is a label from the US, Jaro, and I bought it from an Australian person, and it actually says it's cost 25 cents. I'm not sure when that was.
You
but
didn't pay 25
no,
cents.
No, I did not pay 25 cents. But this is called Kitty Ford, Blue Diamond Ring.
It was a blue diamond ring that he gave me, but the joy that it brought was too brief. For a blue diamond ring was my downfall, and the gift was the gift of a thief. To the house of correction they sent me, a gal. Tell on my darling, though my darling was guilty, not I. Why doesn't he write? Why doesn't he write? Wherever that man may be, these prison bars I ask the stars. Why doesn't he write to me? Oh, I walked on the straight and the narrow. Now in prison I'm serving his time. Just to pay for his crime. Ooh, 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 ooh. So I wait for a note from my lover while I try to live down my shame. Can it be that he's really forgotten how I saved him by taking the blame? Why doesn't he write? Why doesn't he write? Where that man may be. These prison bars, I ask the stars, why doesn't he write to me? Ooh.
Mailman, somewhere down the line. Don't you think you better bring this guy a letter from a gal of mine?
Mailman,
can't you be on time? You keep on hesitating while I'm standing here waiting, and I'm losing my mind. Now if you want your old age pension when your 30 years is rolled around, then you better pay this guy some attention,
or I go out and buy the meanest dog in town. Mailman,
you just pass my door. Now I'm thinking maybe that my little old baby don't love me no more. Now if you want your old age pension when your 30 years is rolled around, then you better pay this guy some attention,
or I'll go out and buy the meanest dog in town, the mailman.
You just passed my door. Now I'm thinking maybe that my little old baby don't love me no more.
Isn't that just wonderful? I'm currently thinking, who was the guitarist in that record? I can't get his name. It was a guy we all know. If you're geeky, you know his name. He had a mustache. That's what I remember. But Tex Atchison himself, he actually was a fiddle player. He has been around since the 40s playing in hillbilly bands. And that must have been one of his last 45s coming out, I think, 59 or something, on the Sage label, Mailman. It's a double-sided. The other side's great as well, Tennessee Hound Dog. I think that's a more familiar side.
We'll save that one for the next show.
Yeah, by the way, this is the very first show of a show called Golly Gosh OG. I'm not sure if that's a silly name. I guess it is, and that's okay this way. We play some records for you. Scava, what you got there?
I think we're just playing some pull and spin, like just pull a record.
Pull and spin, that's what we call it.
Play the game. Pull the record and spin it.
We're totally unprepared. We just grab in the box and see what we like and say, hey, I want to hear that.
And this one I want to hear is called Wolf Call.
Beautiful. That is a guy whose voice I just love. He's most familiar with his stuff on Mercury Records. It is Billy Wallace. His voice is... I can't describe his voice. I think I would call it gorgeous in a way.
It's something different for sure. It's something special.
Wolf Call is a record on a small Memphis label called Deb. Not many people know this. It's pretty wonderful.
It's a wonderful. Scabba, one. Let's see how
button.
Wonderful it is.
Hello.
There's a wolf on the corner with a gleam in his eye. He'll whistle at you as you walk by. Won't forget for one moment that you're mine or mine. Let him stand and whistle till he goes stone blind. Watch out, don't fall, beware, for Wolf Call. He'll walk up and say, now ain't your name Sue. He just trying to make time with you. He knows that game, babe, from A to Z. Always remember you belong to me. Watch out, don't fall, beware, Wolf Call. He'll try to tell you that he hung the moon. Just remember that's an old, old tune. You're mighty cute and you're mighty sweet. Don't let him sweep you off your feet. Watch out, don't fall, beware, Wolf Call. Listen to me, baby, let me tell you this. Don't you even give him not the smallest kiss. You know I love you and I'm jealous too. Make him keep his distance away from you. Watch out, don't fall, beware, Wolf Call.
That I don't love you no more. Well, I'm joking and clowning, got a fool of heart that is drowning. Though I feel like dying, there's no use crying no more. Got to hide somehow the way I feel.
on the deal. So I'm laughing and joking, trying to fool a heart that is broken, trying to tell myself that I don't love you no more. Hurting inside. Well, I'm laughing and joking, trying to fool a heart that is broken. So I'm playing the fool for the cruel way that you lie. Got to hide somehow the way I feel. I gotta save my pride though I hurt inside, cause you went back on the deal. So I'm laughing and joking, trying to fool a heart that is broken, trying to tell myself that I don't love you no more. Trying to tell myself that I don't love you no more.
Oh, how I love that thing. Yeah, this record is perfect to explain my complete ignorance here.
I don't think we have time for that.
Probably most of you probably know this record for 100 years. It's like probably one of the most legendary, beautiful Sun Hillbilly records. And it took me like 30 years of my life since I started digging this kind of music to hear about it. I don't know why. It was just last year that I first of all in my life heard Laughing and Joking by Ernie Chapman, and I wonder why that is. Because it's just beautiful.
It is beautiful.
And all of you who like that, it's a cheap record. You can go out and get about 10 copies of that for $10. Wonderful. Completely underrated. And I missed that all my life. Now I know it's been missing in my life.
Oh, not me.
It wasn't you.
All right, let's get on.
Okay.
The next one I'm going to spin is Louis Innes.
He's great. He's funny.
With Whammy Bammy Buzzard Goozer.
So all of you who don't know what a Whammy Bammy Buzzard Goozer is, you won't know it afterwards either.
I got a Whammy Bammy Buzzard Goozer. I'm the winner, you're the loser. If you want to have some fun, then you'd better get you one. The girls go for this little trick, can't beat them off me with a stick. I ain't got no dough, don't look so hot, but I got something you ain't got. I got a whammy bammy buzzard goozer. I'm the winner, you're the loser. If you want to have some fun, then you'd better get you one. Get along without it. Now that I've told you, I'll confess that you'll have to guess the rest. Got a whammy bammy buzzard goozer. I'm the winner, you're the loser. If you want to have some fun, then you'd better get you one. It can't see and it can't hear, but it knows when you are near. I got a whammy bammy buzzard goozer. I'm the winner, you're the loser. If you want to have some fun, then you'd better get you one. Sometime you got a whammy bammy buzzard goozer. I'm the winner, you're the loser. If you want to have some fun, then you'd better get you one.
Oh,
as well. The party's going over swell. The big ones, tall ones, and the small. Everyone, everyone's having a ball. Well, I met a girl and she said I'm swell. She asked me if I liked her too. I said, baby, baby, you know I do. Let's make a date tomorrow at 9. I'm telling you we'll have a time. We'll kiss and we'll smooch and I'll thrill you so. More, more, more than you ever did know. 12 o'clock and all is well. The lights are low, the party is swell. I met a girl that likes me too. What happened to me ought to happen to you.
What you just heard was a pretty dusty copy of the flip side of a record. That's pretty disturbing. Randy Luck. You know what? In another show, I'm going to tell you the full story. It's not probably not the full story, but I was a teenage caveman. It's been comped quite a few times. An absolutely disturbing record by a guy who has an interesting story. I'm not going to tell you this now. I just tell you that this was 12 o'clock. It's not 12 o'clock at all. I think it's 5 minutes to 12 on the world clock. Yeah, some oddball things here.
Yeah, we really like the weirder it is, the better.
That's not always
not
the case.
Not always the case, but we like a lot of oddball records. And this,
we are weird.
I guess, yeah.
I'm not, she is.
Yeah, that's true. Marvin Rainwater.
You all know Marvin Rainwater. Yeah.
He's an odd guy, but he's got some great music out there. And this one I discovered recently, and it just blows my mind. Albino Pink-Eyed Stallion.
Who came up with the idea to write a song about an albino pink-eyed stallion?
I don't know. But the lyrics are just great. So here, let's see what you think.
In Arizona's desert lures, the legend goes about a horse. The champion of a lawless breed, the favored one, the devil's steed, who by some strange chance was freed. That albino pink-eyed stallion, born of the devil in the lake of fire, bred with an introvert desire, and his eyes at night are ablaze with a burning fire. In the canyon all alone, I've heard the devil call his own, and it made my bloodstream freeze. But pleading for his wayward steed is all in vain, vain indeed, for free he aims to be. Your drunks and gamblers laugh at me, you sweat for gold and spend it free with eyes too blind to see. You have no hopes, you have no goal, you have no dreams to ease your soul, and yet you laugh at me. That albino pink-eyed stallion, born of the devil in the lake of fire, bred with an introvert desire, and his eyes at night are ablaze with a burning fire. Without a goal, no man is whole. Without a dream, there is no soul, and stagnant he will be. I'll sleep by day, I'll search by night, I'll not renunciate my fight till he belongs to me. pink-eyed stallion, born of the devil in the lake of fire, bred with an introvert desire, and his eyes at night are ablaze with a burning fire.
I've got a beatnik daddy and he's awful cute. He wears dark glasses and a wrinkled suit. He's got the fuzziest little beard that you'll ever see. And every time we kiss, it tickles me. Beatnik daddy, ooh, you dappa, ooh, you papa, kiss me quick. Beatnik daddy, I wanna be your beatnik chick. He wrote me a poem and it goes like this. The moon is a kiss, is a kiss, is a kiss. A kiss is a rose, is a rose, is a rose. I don't know what it means, but I bet he knows. Beatnik daddy, ooh, you dappa, ooh, you papa, kiss me quick. Beatnik daddy, I wanna be your beatnik chick.
Daddy-o.
See you at the coffee shop.
Beatnik hipsters had been around forever. Barbara Evans sang about it. That's a funny novelty major label record. Barbara Evans with Hugo Winterhalter and his orchestra. Beatnik Daddy. I think it's funny. It's great. Might be a little silly, but I love it anyway.
And I'm about to play a record.
That's awesome. That's pretty good.
Don Sargent.
Don Sargent, what? Tell us about Don Sargent.
Don Sargent. What do I say? He's a. I don't know. I think there's one record I found I don't like by him, but all the other ones are.
A guy we never
heard
about
mind.
Forever, and he also is kind of in a beatnik type of. He has a beatnik type of thing going on.
You can't really put Don Sargent under a label.
It's as hard to
category
label him.
Is,
but we found a whole bunch of records of him that are
some
just
pop, corny,
good.
Weird, just yeah.
And it's got. Bongo beaten beatniks. And yeah.
This one's called Leadfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Pedal to the metal.
Here's the story of a driver whose only speed was fast. It made him mighty proud to say he never had been passed. Souped up nearly roaring, pipes of shooting flame. He drove the hardest rod in town and Leadfoot was his name. Leadfoot, Leadfoot, speed was all he craved. His right foot on the floorboard and his left foot in the grave. One dark and lonely evening when the light of day was done, Leadfoot got an urge to see how fast that ride would run. He barreled down the highway, faster every mile. His guardian angel trembled, but the devil wore a smile. Leadfoot, Leadfoot, speed was all he craved. His right foot on the floorboard and his left foot in the grave. He could see that train approaching, that he crossing up ahead. He kept it going faster, though the light was flashing red. Well, Leadfoot didn't make it. He was half a second late. But he was clocking 97 when he passed that pearly gate. Leadfoot, Leadfoot.
flat foot, speed was all he craved. His right foot on the floorboard and his left foot in the grave.
No, no, let's stop it here. That was not a good intro. Wait a second. Here we go again.
You're trying my patience, you're making me mad.
Let's stop it again. Okay.
Third time's a charm.
Yes.
Right?
You obviously have noticed how unprofessional we are. Since we're doing this thing called, what did you call it? Just dig and play? No, what do you say? We just grab in the box and see if we want to play it, and we do. And sometimes we're just a little slow with that. You call
some
it?
Of us.
Some of us.
Pick and spin.
Grab That's and what spin, I was looking for. Here's a record. It's a garage record I've been looking for quite a while. All of a sudden, two copies popped up on eBay. I don't know why. The Persian Market, Flesh in the Pan. Man, that is one fantastic record with probably the only garage record without a very prominent guitar. And a cool, some kind of diddly-ish beat. I can't describe this record. I just love it. 1965, The Persian Market, Flesh in the Pan on Lightning Records out of Louisiana. This is what it sounds like.
Trying my patience, you're making me mad. You're aggravating, agitating all the sins I've had. You're making me feel like half of a man. I guess I was just your flesh in the pan. Yeah, all right. I'm trying my best. I'm treating you good. You're making me hate you, girl, thinking you're no good. You know that I want to be your man. I guess I was just your flesh in the pan. Yeah, all right.
Shot a man in San Antonio, wouldn't leave my good alone out long. Had to run, couldn't hide, did the chore long and wide out long. Riding high, riding fast, hope this crazy horse can last out long. Thoughts keep running through my mind, what she is or what she might out long.
What a lie, what a shame. My woman was to blame for him giving me his name out loud. They caught me in diamond jail, got no one to go the bail out loud. Had a fast and speedy trial, now I'm walking my last mile out loud. Little rope, great big noose, I know it's gonna cook my goose out loud. 30 more steps to take, only chance the rope might break out loud. What a lie, what a shame, my woman was to blame for him giving me this name out loud. Dig a hole 6x3 where they're gonna bury me out loud. Be no stone at my head to mark my bones when I'm dead out loud. Wish it were where I could see what that girl done to me out loud. Will she laugh or will she cry when they take my body by out loud? What a lie, what a shame, my woman was to blame for him giving me this name out loud.
Wow, wow, wow.
What the hell was that? Oh, yeah.
That is one of my favorite records. I guess I've said that almost on every record I played, but this is really...
That's true.
I think Bearbells hates me for the rest of his life for this. This is on Kooka Records, and this is... What a name, Dick Buescher, outlaw. I don't know if I want a name like that, but anyway.
That's funny because, with a name like Dick Buescher, I think he had some teen records out, which were not very interesting.
Yeah, this is the only one I found that actually is listenable.
And this is a cover version, by the way. The original we also have laying around here somewhere. That's by Red Sovine, this guy who did some trucking records, which I don't enjoy it at all, actually. But this version is just amazing. We got a problem right here, which is I didn't pick up a record.
Queued up a record.
I'm supposed to queue up a record. I will. Scabat, entertain us with some text, and I will find a record. I'm looking for one because we got a thing here going on.
I think we're running out of time.
That's why we got to hurry up a little bit.
Why don't I play something while you're looking because I have something already prepared.
Okay, Scabat, what is it? Explain it before you.
Explain before I play.
Tell us.
This is on Concept Records, and this is Curly Sanders' Dynamite.
It's a gorgeous record.
Well, have you seen my Dinah walking down the street? Have you seen my Dinah? She could make my life complete. Dynamite. Be my baby tonight. Well, I'm gonna take her out tonight. We're gonna have some fun. We're gonna do the powder bright and we won't get home the one. Dynamite, 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 dynamite. Be my baby tonight. I'm gonna take her out tonight. We're gonna have some fun. We're gonna do the town of bright and we won't get home to one. Dynamite, 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 dynamite. Be my baby tonight. Well, I wanna marry Dinah. Hope that'll be alright. I don't know if she wants me or not, but I'm gonna find out tonight. Dynamite,
dynamite, OG.
Oh, golly gosh, OG. That's what you're listening to currently. We just noticed that an hour of an experimental radio show is over very fast. We wanted to set up a concept of playing maybe like one rare record per show, like one really rare record. We don't have many rare records, and that's a problem.
Might be only three shows.
We might only do three shows. We have no idea what we're doing here. I would thank you for listening, first of all, because this is, as I said, an experiment. We're just doing this for our own pleasure, even if out of the five listeners we have, four are going to be bored to death.
They might turn it off the first 5 seconds.
They might do that. But until then, we're going to make another show. I don't know when. We have plenty of time now. I think there's going to be like a 1 or 2 month shutdown now since this Corona thing is going on. And maybe we spend our time buying records.
We don't have any money to buy records. That so is we're going to spin them instead.
We're going to spin them anyway. I was thinking about one like geeky guessing games. What does this record have to do with the other record? I couldn't think of any right now because it was so spontaneous. But what I'm going to play now is a record that I'm mighty, mighty happy to own. The Bertram label from Hawaii. You've been to Hawaii recently,
yes,
I heard. I wasn't there.
I've been searching through all the thrift stores, finding more records, but nothing good.
So the Bertram label from Hawaii was run by Bob Bertram, who was pretty much the arranger and musical producer of it. He made his recordings in his living room, I guess. And the one record that you might know from this label is Bill Lawrence, Hey Baby. It's pretty much a rockabilly classic. And all the others are not very, well, nobody really knows him. He put out an LP with all his 45s called Rockabilly 1957 or something. That was an LP. Nobody really wanted to know that. But there's one song on this that just is probably one of my favorite records of all times. And
it makes the hair stand up in your arms for sure.
It does. And I've been searching forever to get this. And I finally found one existing surviving copy of a guy called Ken Craig. I think he recorded this with his wife's Carol Craig, Ken and Carol Craig, Silver Coin. What a beautiful record that is. We're going to leave you with this and say goodbye till the next show we do.
Ciao.
This was Golly Gosh OG with Mighty Mishka the Unbearable and
the Hapalutin Mama.
There she goes. Goodbye. Ken Craig, Silver Coin. See you next time. Maybe. I hope you enjoyed it and stay healthy. Normally people would say stay sick, but that's not very appropriate at this time. Here we go. Goodbye.
We'll spin this coin.
There was a reckless gambler who lived in days of old. The only thing in life to him was petticoats and gold. They say there was a woman whose hand he tried to win, but she was just a cheating kind, her heart trapped in sin. Silver coin, a spinning. The hand of fate was in control. There were three who watched to see which way the coin would go. He gave her Persian jewels, his lucky card ran high. She vowed that she'd be true to him, but it was just a lie. Saw their fond embrace. He tore her from her lover's arms, struck her shamelessly. Silver coin, silver coin, a spinning. The hand of fate was in control. There were three who was to see which way the coin would roll. Then turning to her lover, he knocked him off his feet. Said we'll spend a silver coin to see who wins this cheat. The room was tense and quiet. The coin had just been spun. The gambler walked away and said,
I'm mighty glad you won.
Silver coin, a spinning. The hand of fate was in control. There were three who watched to see.
way the coin would roll.
That's it, folks. Goodbye.
Auf Wiedersehen.